Is Peace Ruling Your Heart? Written by Lynette Kittle, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's Bible verse is Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful. In the midst of this crazy, ever-changing world, is peace ruling your heart? If not, know that God has called you to peace. It's His will for your life. So if you're not experiencing it and you would like to live in peace, how can you foster it in your life? To begin with, look at where you're seeking wisdom. James chapter 2, verse 17 describes how the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial, and sincere. If the information you're taking in on a regular basis is not lining up with godly wisdom, it's time for an evaluation of your sources. You can start this process by reviewing the activities you're involved with, including the games you're playing, films you're watching, books and commentary you're reading, and music and speakers you're listening to on a regular basis. Next, take stock of the effects your choices are having in your attitudes, outlooks, and behaviors towards yourself and others. Ask yourself how they are influencing your life with questions such as, are you mirroring their philosophies and behaviors? Are these influences greatly shaping how you view the world? Have you adopted a line from a movie or book as your life saying rather than what God says about you? If you find the answers to your questions are revealing the root of your lack of peace, look to Scripture to help you find your way to the only one true source of peace in this world. As Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 explains, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. So if you're looking to the world as your source, you'll not ever find it. In His own words, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." If you are truly looking for peace, you'll look to make some changes in your life, such as looking to God's Word as your source of comfort, wisdom, and encouragement, rather than what the culture is offering you. Perhaps you feel giving up things you enjoy sounds too difficult. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11 explains how no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. By turning towards God as your source of peace, you can be confident you'll find it.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.